शिवा रामा कृष्णा गोविंदा नरहरी नारायण काशी विश्वनाथ नारायण नरहरि गोविंद कृष्ण राम शिवा शिवराम कृष्ण गोविंद नरहरि नारायण काशी विश्वनाथा शिवराम कृष्ण गोविंद नरहरि नारायण काशी विश्वनाथ शिवराम कृष्ण पंढरी पुरवास श्री पांडुरंगा चिदंबरेश श्री नटराजा पंढरी पुरवास श्री पांडुरंगा चिदंबरेश श्री नटराजा नत जन पालक नवग्रह रूपा पार्वती सुकुमारा गणपति स्कंदा नत जन पालक नवग्रह रूपा पार्वती सुकुमारा गणपति स्कंदा शिवराम कृष्णा कामाक्षी मीनाक्षी काशी विशालाक्षी जगदंब शारदा लक्ष्मी गौरी कामाक्षी मीनाक्षी काशी विशालाक्षी जगदंब शारदा लक्ष्मी गौरी भुवनेश्वरी राजराजेश्वरी भुवनेश्वरी राजराजेश्वरी शिवशंकरी परमेश्वरी आदि पराशक्ति अखिलांडेश्वरी आदि पराशक्ति अखिलांडेश्वरी शिवराम कृष्णा अंजन सुकुमार श्री आंजनेया मंत्रालय वास श्री राघवेंद्रा अंजन सुकुमार श्रीयांजनेया मंत्रालय वास श्रीराघवेन्द्रा गुरुवाद पुरवास गुरुवायूरप्पा गुरुवाद पुरवास गुरुवायूरप्पा शबरीमलय वास शरणम्मय्यप्पा गुरुवाद पुरवास गुरुवायूरप्पा शबरीमलय वास शरणम् अय्यप्पा शबरीमलय वास शरणम् अय्यप्पा मत्स्य कूर्मधर दशविध रूपा मत्स्य कूर्मधर दशविध रूपा अतिशुभदायक आनंद रूपा मत्स्य कूर्मधर दशविध रूपा अतिशुभदायक आनंद रूपा शंख चक्रधर तिरुपति वास कलियुग वरदा श्री गोविंद शंख चक्रधर तिरुपति वास कलियुग वरदा श्री गोविंद विश्वनाथ विश्वनाथ नारायण नरहरि गोविंद कृष्ण ರಾಮ ಶಿವ ಶಿವ ರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋವಿಂದ ನರ ಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಕಾಶಿ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ ಶಿವ ರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆನಂದಮಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮಯ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮಯ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮಯ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಓಂಕಾರಮಯ ತ್ರೀಂಕಾರಮಯ ಓಂಕಾರಮಯ ತ್ರೀಂಕಾರಮಯ ಸತ್ಕಾರಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಸತ್ಕಾರಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮಯ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ವೇದಾಂತಮಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಮಯ ವೇದಾಂತಮಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಮಯ ಶುದ್ಧಾಂತಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಶುದ್ಧಾಂತಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮಯ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಮಯ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯಮಯ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಮಯ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯಮಯ ಕರುಣಾಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಕರುಣಾಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮಯ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಶಿವಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಶಿವಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ತಪೋಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಆನಂದಮಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯಮಯ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಚಿನ್ಮಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ राम कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम कृष्ण हरि जय जय राम कृष्ण हरि।
थैंक यू जयंती, थैंक यू। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवित्वरम्। So we read the Mangala Shloka here. वेदांत वेद्यं श्रीरामं नत्वा श्रीचिन्मयं गुरुं वंदे वक्षे वेदांत माधुर्यं लोकानंदकरं भवेत्। विल गो टू वर्स नंबर 16। वेदान्तदर्शितस्वात्मा देहादिप्यो विलक्षणः सच्चिदानन्दरूपोऽयं सर्वभूतहृदिस्थितः। दिस् आत्मन् दि सब्जेक्ट् मेटर् आफ् वेदान्त मोस्ट् डियर् टु आल् आफ् अस्. वि लव् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इन् दिस् वर्ल्ड्. It's because we love ourselves the most. Atma prema is irrefutable reality, fact for all living beings. And it is stated in Vedanta, this self of yours is the self of everyone as well. it is the one thing that no one can ever deny, and at the same time, no one can ignore as well. Even though we ignore the self, the selfiness will never ignore. Bhagavan Krishna says, samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosti napriyaha. I have nobody to hate, nobody to hold dear, because all are same to me. And that very Atma is dehadibhyaha vilakshanaha. Today, somebody was talking to me about the Western philosophical viewpoints about the reality from Kant and many other such Western philosophers. The only major difference that we see in the Western view of philosophy of life versus Indian, especially Advaita, Western philosophers do not deny the reality of the world. This is number one. Second thing is, they do not have the concept of a single soul. It is important for us to understand these two points is because yesterday I told you, Atma Anatma Viveka Samaye Atma Eva Satyam Jagat Mithya Rupena Bhati Yatyabi Jagat Anubhavam Datati. The world, even though gives experience, is ka astitva nahiye. What is satyam? Trikale abhi abhadita vastu satyam. That which cannot be denied or falsified in three periods of time. Past, present or future. Or you can take avastatraye na baditam bhavati. It does not become absent in three avastas, states of our experiences. Whereas jagat, the world, definitely is not there during our dream. We don't experience them. Definitely not there during the sleep. We don't experience them. And also this physical body, we don't experience in dream or in this deep sleep. Therefore, what is always there, which cannot be denied, which cannot become absent at any point of time, Vedanta points out, that is Atman only. And it is intrinsically different. Even as you hold on to the body, it is still different from the body only. We should not misconstrue that Atman is a part of this physical matter. That is not to be, that mistake should never be done. You should say, I have the body, and not, I am the body. Now, having is okay. I have a shirt, I have a car, I have a computer, I have the body. But the problem is, when we misunderstand, I have the body to be, I am the body, then the problem starts. It is like that, I have a car. If I say, I am the car, then that is called ahankar. So how can you be the car? I am not the car, I have the car. So, that is why Bhagavan Krishna says, Navadvare Pure Dehi Naiva Kurvan Nakarayan. Even though the Atman remaining in this body, which is nine-gated city, Na Eva Kurvan, it doesn't do Nakarayan. It doesn't cause any action. So, Deha, physical body, according to Vedanta, goes through Shad Vikaraha. Six modifications. Asti, Jayate, Vardate, Viparnamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyati, Idi, Shadvikaraha, Dehasya. What are those? It is born, grows, changes, diminishes, and disappears. These are the six. Now, today evening, I was just thinking, Oh, man ka bhi hota hai. मन ही एक स्वरूप में देह है. देह जैसे, like the body, मन also goes through षट्विकारा. कैसे? उसका अस्तित्व है. आत्म रूपेण मन अस्ति. Because mind is also none other than a illusory appearance happening in the presence of the self. Mind does not have independent reality. That we should clearly understand. Mind's existence is only supported by Atman. And therefore, mind's disappearance is also only into Atman. If it is having independent reality, where does it disappear? See, when you say river, river is what? Water. Where does it come from? Stream. Stream is what? Water. Where does stream comes from? Rain. Rain is what? Water. Where the rain is coming from? From the clouds. Cloud is what? Rainy clouds are what? Nothing but water. Where do the rainy clouds get the rain water from? Ocean. Ocean is what? Water. So, ocean water alone turns into cloud, that alone pours down as a rain, that alone comes down as a stream, that alone comes, gathers itself a momentum, become river, and then the river alone merges with the ocean. In all through the whole process, H2O is not changed, right? So once the river merges into the ocean, what happens to the river? You know why it's called river? Because it cannot reverse. That's a very poor joke, you have to laugh. Because you cannot go back to become another river again. No reverse. Go and merge and that's it. So H2O is water in the ocean. Then it goes to become cloud. Still H2 only. Then it goes to become rain. H2 only. Then it goes to stream and then the river. The same way, man atma rupa hi hai. Man ka astitva is atmanah astitva meva. But when we see it as not the self, then is a problem. That's why it is looking like when we do not see the rope and see the snake is the one which causes the trouble and not its substratum called the rope. On recognition that it is a rope, then you realize that that snake appearance cannot disturb you anymore. When I do not see the rope but only the snake, it causes problem or not? It causes fear, it causes agitation, etc. In the same way, mind becomes a problem only when we do not look at it as Atman. So, uska astitva kaha hai? Atma rupena astitvam. Then, jagradavastayam mana rupena jayate. Born as mind, when ahankara comes, then mind is also appearing. That's why Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Nahyasya vidya manaso vidirikta manohya vidya bhavabandha hetuhu tasmin vinashte sakalam vinashtam vichrumbidesmin sakalam vichrumbati. When it wakes up, then only you see the world. So mind has woken up, the world is already there. Mind means body onwards, everything. So uska birth, what is the when it has become born, mind is born at the very moment aham vritti starts. Aham vritti starts, then the world is awake and is seen, perceived as a jagrat avastha. Then vardate, when does it start growing? When does the mind start growing in propensity? Vishaya chintanena. Vishaya chintanena manaha vardate. When we think more and more about objects to experience, the mind becomes stronger and stronger. Then when does it become viparinamate? Kama vasanaya viparinamate. When we want different kinds of experiences from different things, then it undergoes a lot of changes. I want this, I want that. Those vasanas start making the changes in the mind. That's why even this very noble person becomes sinner because of kama, right? Kama esha, krodha esha, ರಜೋಗುಣ ಸಮದ್ಭವ ವಿದ್ಯೇನ ಮಿಹ ವೈರಿಣಂ. ಸೊ ಕಾಮವಾಸನೆಯ ವಿಪರಿಣಮತೆ ದೆನ್ ಭೋಗಾಂತೆ ಅಪಕ್ಷೀಯತೆ. ವೆನ್ ಡಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಟಯರ್ಡ್? ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಓವರ್ ಇಂಡಲ್ಜಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಅಟ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟಯರ್ಡ್. ಈವನ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಯಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಟಯರ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಓವರ್ಲಿ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ದೆನ್ ವೆನ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ? ಲಯರೂಪ ಸುಷುಪ್ತೌ ವಿನಶ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಇಟ್ ಡೈಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇಹವತ್ ಮನಃ ಅಪಿ ಷಟ್ ವಿಕಾರವಾನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇಹಾದಿಭ್ಯ ವಿಲಕ್ಷಣ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮ ವೇದಾಂತೇನ ದರ್ಶಿತ, ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಗೋಸ್ ನೋ ಸಚ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸತ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ರೂಪ ಅಯಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಥಿತ, ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ಲಿ ಈ ಒಂದು ಆತ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಬಿಸಿ. ಸಾರಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಸಿ. ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ರಿಟೈರ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಇಫ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೈಮ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ವಿಸಿಟ್ ಯು. ಓಕೆ, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆಂಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ? ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ಮೈಲಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇ, ಓಕೆ, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ವೇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ರೆಡಿ. ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಆತ್ಮೈಕತ್ವಂ ಯೋ ಜಾನಾತಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪೂರ್ಣೋ ಭವತ್ಯನೋ ಸಮಸರ್ವೇಷು ಭೂತೇಷು ಮೈತ್ರ ಕರುಣ ಏವ ಸಹ ಆತ್ಮೈಕತ್ವಂ ಯೋ ಜಾನಾತಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪೂರ್ಣೋ ಭವತ್ಯನೋ ಸಮಸರ್ವೇಷು ಭೂತೇಷು ಮೈತ್ರ ಕರುಣ ಏವ ಸಹ. ಯಹ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಏಕತ್ವಂ ಜಾನಾತಿ ಸಹ ಪ್ರೇಮಪೂರ್ಣಃ ಭವತಿ. He who has seen the oneness of the self becomes filled with love. It is such as similar to I, if you ask me, who, what you consider as you in this physical body, which is you? Head, nose, eyes, ears, mouth, hand, heart, trunk of the body, leg, feet, which? You cannot say one particular part alone as me, isn't it? This is also me. No, show me only one. You cannot. Those things which you do not know also you only. Heart, lungs, spleen, everything is you only. Which you have never seen. So, which part is me? In the same way, as much as I cannot refer to myself as a particular part of my body, in the same way, the self is not lodged in me alone. That very self which I understand as the universal presence is not located or limited in a particular spot. Antar bahishta tat sarvam. Inside and outside. But at the same time, it is necessary for us to first of all discover it as one's own self. Then from the platform of that understanding, when you look at the world, you realize everyone is essentially the same thing. One loving, most beloved of everyone. And that very most lovable presence, once we realize, then how can there be any hatred at all? Kashogaha kamohaha ekatvam anupashyataha. Upanishad says, one who has seen that ekatvam, where can there be delusion? Where can there be any sorrow thereafter? our sorrows are our delusions are because of differentiation. Beda karanat mohaha. Beda karanat kamaha. Beda karanat krodaha. Sarvam beda karanat eva. Yatra yatra beda bhavam asti. Tatra tatra kopam cha, krodam cha, kamam cha, matsyam cha. Matsara sarvam jayate. Is it not? Only when I see something different from me, I like it, I possess it, I own it. Can you say early morning when I get up, today I decided to own this body. Are aapka hi hai. Why do you need to possess it? So once I know it is me, there is no more desire to own it, possess it, or hate it. Adveshta sarvabhutanam. When Bhagavan says this, in chapter 12, when he talks about his bhakta, what is the first thing he says? Adveshta sarvabhutanam. Maitra karuna eva saham. That mitrata, the karuna bhava, is not a value to be practiced. It is an emotional oneness which he brings out. Great Mahatmas, all Mahatmas who have realized this supreme nature, cannot but love everyone. They cannot, they helplessly love. Ahetuka taya sindhu guru. Ahetuka karana rahita. Without any reason they love. We always need a reason to love. No? I love because. Causeless love. Ahetuka daya siddhu. Without any reason. Why? Because they don't see the otherness. They don't see the bheda. As Gurudev would say, love is thin when the differences are high. Everywhere, whether between husband and wife or parent and children, teacher and the taught, between the friends, between the brothers, between the siblings, anywhere you go, the moment bheda comes, there is bhayam also comes. It is both are connected to each other. When there is a difference, there is a potentiality of danger. The person who has realized the ekatvam, atma ekatvam yo janati prema purnah bhavati anu. Anu means following that knowledge. Anu, here to be understood as bhavati anu, meaning jnanan urdvam, after the realization of that. And what does he, why does he see that? Samasarveshu bhuteshu. He's same to all. That's why Bhagavan says there in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanne, Brahmane, Gavihastini, Sunichaiva, Swabhakecha, Panditaha, Samadarshinaha. Is it not? Panditaha, men of wisdom, is a men of equal vision. Sukhrun Mitra, Rudasena, Dveshya Bandushu, Madhyastha Dveshya Bandushu, Sadhisho Vitapabhesho, Samabuddhir Vishishyate. That Samabuddhi is not because of any practice of equanimity. Nay, that Atman is Samam. Everything else is to be considered as Tucham, Alpam, Vyartam, Nasatyam iti. They are not there. They are not true. They are only appearance. Nama, Rupa, Jagat is only a mere appearance that is not real. What is real is same. And that is me. So when you see yourself in a mirror and the mirror is kind of crooked, it's convex or concave, even though the appearance of that reflection is long or fat or short, you only smile and say, that is because the mirror is wrong. I know myself. Then, whether the mirror is showing a long or you looking, you making you look like a lambu there or a big fat guy, then you only smile and go away. Why? That is not true. In the same way, when everyone around you, whoever it be, when you realize that all are nothing but the same one, Atman, then it doesn't matter. Because according to their karma and karma vasana, according to their own past experiences or according to their knowledge, they behave differently than yourself. They are away from the most beloved self. And so long as we are away from the self, to that extent we get agitated. This is the truth. See, when I am in love with anyone, or anything, what happens to me is I am coming closer to myself. When in the expression of love, in the expression of compassion, forgiveness, etc., Advaishta, Maitra, Karuna, as Bhagavan put in 13th chapter also, Amanitvam, Adam Bitvam, Ahimsa, Kshanti, Arjavam, Acharyopachanam, Shaucham, Stairyam. In these kind of values, you are actually coming closer to yourself. So, what happens when you come to closer to yourself? You naturally express greater affinity with others. When you have, on the other hand, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, so you are actually moving away from yourself, and the tension of being away from yourself expresses as what? Negativity. And you express it as a negativity on others. Actually, such a person who is showing so much of negativity is far away from his own self. That very tension, that very deprivation of the nature of the self, causing inner agitation and fury within oneself, such a person expresses it in outside world. So as we do our sadhana, we are actually traveling towards our own self, the expression of which is prema with everyone. That such a person alone can see samam sarvesh bodheshu. He the one who says, sees everything. And that's what the Bhagavan again and again says, yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. Such a person will not perish from my vision, and from his vision I will never disappear. Meaning what? Such a person, Atmanishtaha Bhavati. Atmanishta Rupatvat, Brahmanishtaha Api Bhavati. Brahmanishtaha Eva Sarva Praninam Priyaha Bhavati. Such a person alone. That is why it is said, Mahatmas, when they are around, everybody feels so comfortable. Nobody feels alienated. Nobody feels unwanted. Nobody feels ignored. Mere presence will do. You don't even have to talk a word, a single word. Just presence itself is sufficient. Everybody is at peace. Why at peace? Because such a presence makes everyone there to be close to themselves. So therefore, it is said in the next verse also, continuing on the verse number 18, anenaiva sa sarvesham priti patro bhavishyati. Kimidam nahi dharmadurryam vedante yat prakashitam. Anenaiva sa sarvesham priti patro bhavishyati kimidam nahi madhuryam vedante yat prakashitam. Anena eva atmajnanena atma anubhavane anubhavena eva sarvesham priti patraha saha bhavishyati saha mahatma atmanishtaha priti patraha sarvesham bhavati. Bhavishyati, he will become one most beloved to everyone. So how can this knowledge that is given to us by Vedanta is not sweet? Tell me. Kimidam nahi madhuryam Vedante prakashitam? How can what is revealed in Vedanta is not sweet? Tell me. Because what you are finally reaching at the very abode of happiness, not only you are happy, but you are at once are able to give happiness to everyone. In what way you can make everybody happy? Tell me. If I want something, and you give me, I'll be happy. All right. Whatever it be. But I changed my mind. So you want to give what you want to give, but I don't want that. One boy was asking his uncle, you know, I want the tricycle. My dad is not getting me. Why don't you get me, uncle? Uncle said, yes, I will give you. And finally, when he got the tricycle and gave it to him as his birthday gift, the boy was 20 years old. Tell me. He may be happy. He may give it to his son, not to himself. So everybody's want also changes. You may think that will make him happy. You got it from Big Buy or whatever it is, you know, Target or Walmart, whatever you get, Costco. You give it to him and he says, very nice. Thank you for giving me the gift. Do you have the receipt also, by the way? Because I want to return it and get something else. Because you may think that he needs it or she needs it, but he said, no, I changed my mind. So how can you make anybody happy, you tell me? Only way to make anybody happy is, first of all, let us find out our happiness. Pehle aap sukhi ho jao. Anand ko milo. So if you have achieved that inner joy, your presence will do. You don't need to do a thing. Attempting to make anybody happy in this world is the straight way to misery. You cannot. You will get so disappointed, first of all. So Mahatmas don't waste their time. They discover their repository of joy. And when they remain in that joyful presence, that very presence will be sufficient for anybody who comes in near them to find their joy. See, a child which is maybe just a few months old, does it make everybody happy or not? What attempt it makes, you tell me. What does it do? Just be. Just to be happy, that's all. It does nothing else. Egolessly, without any ego, without any inhibition, without any expectation, it's just happy. And by the looking of that glee, joyful, and innocent child, egoless presence, you feel so joyful. Vahi hai, balavat unmattavat tishtati mahatma. Mahatmas also just remain in their own blissful nature because they don't ignore anybody. They don't hate anyone. They don't actually own anything, possess anything, keep somebody near and somebody far. No, nothing. And that very joyful abidance in oneself is the only way to make everybody around you happy. Sarvesham priti patro bhavishyati. You know, when Gurudev also, when he used to come and be in satsang and all, people just, you know, around him, they will just clog there. They just hang around him. What does he give? Does he give anything special? No, just me. And full of joy, with no expectation from anyone. That is the nature of a realized soul. So, by discovering one's own blissful nature, is that is the way they give maximum happiness to maximum people. So our motto is also that maximum happiness to maximum people, maximum. How will you do it? So Gurudev says self-discovery alone is the way. Find out who you are and find your blissful nature and abide in that. Then you don't need to make any more attempts. And at the same time, interesting thing is, this very knowledge is not only is for discovering the inner peace and joy, at the same time, it makes you extremely efficient. Because once the mind and agitations are removed, your concentration will be unhampered. You can take up anything and complete the job. Precisely what is required, you can give. Because mind is undistracted, unpreoccupied. So that is said in the next two verses. You see, verse number 19 here. Atma bodhena ya shaktihi prapyade purushairiha apnuvanti taya siddhim sarvakaryena samshayah atmabodhena ya shaktih prapyade purushairiha prapnuvanti taya siddhim sarvakaryena samshayah ya shaktih ya shaktih purushaih iha atmabodhena prapyade सा तया सर्वकार्ये सिद्धिम अप्नुवन्ति न संशयः. That very power which one derives out of abidance in the self by clear knowledge of the self. No, I emphasize on abidance because it is not just an intellectual exercise. Atmabodha should be understood as the Atma Anubhava, Aparoksha Anubhuti. Otherwise, mere intellectual knowledge, it does not give you power other than you can keep talking about it. Atma Bodha here means wisdom derived out of knowledge, experienced knowledge. Atma Bodhena ya shaktihi purushaihi sadhakaihi iha prapyate is obtained. By what? By that, what is the use? Taya shaktya. Sarvakarye siddhim safalam. In all actions there is success. Apnuvanti purushaha. They come to obtain success in all fields. Na samshaya. There is no doubt about this. So, why I'll tell you, the thing is, you see, we first of all do not understand क्या करना है क्या न करना है, ये पहला जानना चाहिए. इसके लिए भगवान ने बताया, तस्मा शास्त्रम प्रमाणंते कार्य अकार्य व्यवस्थितौ. टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट टू डू एंड व्हाट नॉट टू डू, दिस शास्त्र इज द प्रमाण फॉर यू. नाउ वी टेक अप थिंग्स विच वी नीड नॉट हैव टू डू एंड फील मिजरेबल. As we understand this knowledge, our desires becoming less and less. Therefore, when the desires are less, karma also becomes less. Because these three are together, avidya, kama, and karma. These are all called anartha parampara. So when, now this is important thing for you to understand, because when ignorance is there, there is desire. When the desire is there, there is action. So action is an expression of desire. Desire is an expression of ajnana. Right? Now what we do is, we do not get rid of ajnanam. We do not get rid of karma and try to get rid of kama. Now tell me, డిసైర్ యూ కెనాట్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ అన్లెస్ సారీ అవిద్య కామకర్మ. సో యూ ట్రై టు స్టాప్ వర్కింగ్ వితౌట్ రిమూవింగ్ డిజైర్. అవిద్య కామకర్మ ఈస్ ది వన్ కాసింగ్ ద అదర్. అవిద్య కాసస్ కామ, కామ కాసస్ కర్మ. అవిద్య కాసస్ డిజైర్, డిజైర్ కాసస్ యాక్షన్. నౌ ఇఫ్ యూ స్టాప్ యాక్షన్ బట్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ విత్ డిజైర్, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్? There will be inner agitation. You have desire, but you don't work. Bhagavan calls it as mithyachar. Correct? Karmendriyana sayamya yaaste manasasmaran. Indriyartan vimudatma mithyachara sochate. So, humko kya karna hai pehle? Abhi kaam ko tyag karna hai. Usliye hi karma tyag hoga. Action you can give up only when there is desire for the action is not there. And another thing we do is, okay, so desire we have to give up. Okay, I will give up desire. Desire, give up. If you want to give up desire, you should remove first of all avidya. Without doing that, I am going to be desireless. Okay, so Gavi. Avidya is still there. Not knowing who you are will lead to wanting to be happy with the things of the world. Because if I am not happy within myself, I want to get something to become happy. That get something to become happy is avidya, and that is present, and you want to give desire up. Desire, you want to give up? How? Don't put the cart before the horse. It will never move. So karma tyag, kama tyag se, kama tyag, avidya tyag se. In other words, jnana praptya kama tyag hai. Kama tyagena karma tyag hai. See? So a person who has done this process of avidya tyag through knowledge, kama aur karma usko nahi hai, to what he will do? What makes him engage in this world? Then, prarabdha vashat, loka sangrahartham eva. Only because of prarabdha, only because he has still love for the entire being, love for the humanity, love for all beings. Therefore, his purpose of action is not desire. Purpose of action is ఈశ్వర సంకల్ప. ఇస్లియే కామ కర్నే సమయ కామ కర్నే కర్తే హువే బి వైల్ హీస్ ఎంగేజింగ్ ఇన్ యాక్షన్ ఆల్సో హీస్ హ్యాపీ, నాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద యాక్షన్, నాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద యాక్షన్, బికాస్ హీస్ డూయింగ్ భగవాన్స్ వర్క్. ఇస్లియే క్యా శక్తి ఉస్మే, what will be the power that he will have? Ishwara Shakti. The power he will have is not as simple. Think about Gurudev as a single individual could create such a humongous organization of thousands and thousands of people doing work, whether it is school or university or the centers and so on. How one person could do? Tell me. A CEO of 350 centers in 20, 30 years. Think. And property. Think about the properties. How? One person. Not even the highest CEO in this world can do that. And his bank account is zero. That is the power of this knowledge. See that atmabodhena ya shaktihi prapyade purushereha taya siddhim sarvakarye prapnonti. His siddhi in the action again is not because of the karma phalam. It is karma tyagena. In what? Sankalpa tyagena. Usme sankalpa nahi hai. Meaning he does not have personal agenda in the whole thing. Therefore, when you renounce your personal agenda, you're already a success. You know, success is also a relative term only. What is success to you is not success to me. That's why, why success is a relative term? Because when you're successful, there will be a lot of relatives around you. That's why it's called success is a relative term. So your success, it's different from, if you ask a child which is 5 years old, what is the idea of your success? And definitely it is something very simple. And you ask a 15-year-old, it is different. Then you ask a 30-year-old, then ask a 50-year-old. It keeps changing, right? Somebody asked me this question, very funny, you know. Swamiji, yes. Are you a successful Swami? I wonder what that could be. See, is it not true in Gita also? Bhagavan Krishna, what did he make Arjuna out of that situation? He made him an efficient person at the end of his talk with him, isn't it? When he started off, he was so deluded, confused. At the end, what did he say? Nashto moha smritir labdha. So see, in the next verse, he says, mohagrasto yada parthah kartavya visaye yudhi tada krishnena sambuddhah sobhavat vijayi sukhi mohagrasto yada parthah kartavya visaye yudhi tada krishnena sambuddhah sobhavat vijayi sukhi. Yada when parthah arjunah kartavya visaye according, I mean, with regard to what needs to be done, yudhi, in that very war, in that very war battlefield, mohagrastaha, he was filled with moha, deluded. In that very war field, he got so confused about what needs to be done. Ye kartavya kya hai mera? Jo yuddha karna hai, na karna hai. Ye yuddha dharma hai, na dharma hai. I will become a killer or not a killer? Should I kill or not to kill? So what should I do? That way he was so confused. Tada, then, Krishnena sambuddhaha. Very well taught by, enlightened by Krishna, by only talking. He didn't do anything else. Sukhi vijayi abhavat saha. Such a person who was so confused and totally confounded, what not clear about what needs to be done, by when Bhagavan gave him Atma Jnan, and with that knowledge of the self associated with what to do also, because what to do became very clear to him, even though in the beginning stage Bhagavan said, you need to do this, etc. But as he started to unfold the Atma Jnanam, it became very clear to him what I need to do. Karishya vachanam tava. I will do what you expect me to do. Because there is no more thou shalt not, thou shalt do. No, I know. Now exactly I know what I need to do. And Bhagavan also, what is yada ichchasita tapu? He didn't say anything that you should. Yeah. Earlier he was saying, therefore you should do, therefore. Finally he said, hello, my name, but sab bataya. Of course. Now you do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. See, it is the same way with our children also. In the beginning stages, you have to tell them, don't do this, don't do this, do this, do this. When they become 20 and above your shoulders, then whatever you want to do, what can I say? So, yeah, I've given you enough wisdom. If you still don't understand, then what can I say? Okay, I cannot go on looking at in every day in what you're doing, what you're not doing. So give you the wisdom and make the individual independently able to decide what he or she needs to do. That's what Bhagavan did. He did not change the atmosphere. He did not change the battlefield. He did not change the enemy. Nothing. He did not give extra some powerful vertical weapons. Nothing. Same thing. Only thing he did was to talk. Listen to Arjuna's plea there. And Arjuna saw the various confusing statements. And all right, now I'll tell you. Is it not? What he gave him is Atma Bodha, knowledge of the self. And how the self is totally different from whatever you do. Yet, for the sake of the people who are looking up to you as their leader, also according to your Kshatriya Swabhava, you must engage in this world, do your best without any attachment to the result, and engage in the action for the sake of purity of mind. When the purified mind at some point of time knows when to give up action, then you will be ready for Prudana Jnanam, Jnana Anubhavam. Until then, continue to engage in this world. Do not get anxious or excited about anything. Sukamba, Yediva, Dukkam, whatever joy or sorrow. Continue to have equanimity in all situations and continue to perform. So here, what we should understand out of this? Aduna pinarai praptum shakyate maduro jayah. Bodhenanena tarunye kim pratikshetha vruddhatam aduna pinarai praptum shakyate maduro jayah. Bodhenanena tarunye kim pratikshetha vruddhatam aduna api. Even now, with the same knowledge, narehi, by the human beings, maduro jayaha praptum shakyate, the sweet success is possible to be obtained. Anena bodhena, tarunye, even when one is young, taruna avasthayam api, taruna vayase api, even when one is young, bodhane, bodhena anena, atma bodhena, atma jnanena anena, shakyade praptum madrashay jayaha, kim pradikshet, why do you need to wait till old age, vrittatam? Yatra yogeshwara krishna, yatra partho dhanurdharha, tatra sri vijayo bodhi, dhruvanitir matir mama. This is the final declaration. Wherever there is Krishna, the atma jnanam, yatra yogeshwarah krishna yatra parthah, meaning a person who is ready to engage in this world, karma yoga bhavena. In that, tatra srihi vijaya bhutihi dhruva niti, all that is. So why do we need? So that's why I said that catch them young. When they are young itself, you teach this knowledge. Whether immediately it will sprout or not, doesn't matter. But when there is a right time, it will come to them. See, when we were young, when we were studying in the school, we, even though throughout the year we are taught the subject, but you know, you should see just before the exam, the frenzy. The whole night we stay awake and read everything. And hopefully next day it will all come to, you know, our memory. And so especially we go to Ganesha temple and then hit there. Oh, let them all come down, come down, come down. It's all sitting there, come down. But the thing is, at that time we didn't realize. See, if you have not learned the whole year, how do you learn it in overnight? If you have learned the concept whole year when you've been taught, then why, where there is a feverishness during the last day? So why should we wait for the last stage of our life to understand this? See, understand one thing. the whole life can be abridged into one day. Let us look at one day. When you wake up in the morning, morning means early morning, before the sunrise or just after the sunrise, if you wake up, and if you are able to complete most of the things that you can do while your body is full of energy because you have taken enough rest, and get up and finish your job, most of the thing before midday or just after the midday you finish, then evening what you will do, relax. You finish the work, so you can relax. And then at night you will go in time to bed and then sleep. If you get up only at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, because of the very late rise, getting up, so your body is tired. By the time you have your breakfast, it's already 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Then you say, okay, let me do the work. Sun is already setting. And towards the later, if I didn't finish the work, what do I do now? Whole night. This is exactly the case with all the teenagers, isn't it? Till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, they are awake. No, they are called naktanjaras, nocturnals. Middle of the night, they roam around. The next day morning, definitely you can't get up and you will be more so tired. You cannot get up early. Why? Because you went to sleep only at 2 o'clock. This is the same way. You upbridge the whole life. If the first part of your life, you are able to understand what needs to be done with all enthusiasm, with the correct knowledge, when you do it, then when you come to the stage of 50, 60, 70, 80, you just start enjoying the contemplation in your mind. There is no more, so many responsibilities weighing down on you. Because you have understood the akartrutva nature of Atman, and you abide in that. All the kartavyam, kritam sarvam kartavyam. Whatever needs to be done, sarvam kritam. Krita krityo bhava. I say, nam nahi karte. We don't even understand what we are supposed to do. I mean, by the time we know what we are supposed to do, we are already ready to die. So, what do we do then? So, that is why it is said here, Ichchati hasukam siddhim paralokena dukvachit Balo grihastha sanyasi patet vetanta matrahi icchati hasukam siddhim paralokena dukvachit balo grihastha sanyasi patet vetanta matrahi బాలః గృహస్థః సన్యాసీ వేదాంతం అత్ర ఏవ పఠేత్ క్యూ యది సిద్ధిం సుఖం ఇచ్చతి ఇహ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ అస్మిన్ లోకే జీవన్నపి అస్మిన్ దేహే జీవన్నపి ఇన్ దిస్ వైల్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ లివింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ వన్ క్యాన్ స్టార్ట్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద జాయ్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ whether one is in the balavastha or in the grihastha or in sannyasin. The paraloka is, why are we worried about the next other world? After death, we don't even know whether there is anything there at all or not. Nobody came to tell you. Anybody came to tell you, yes, there is heaven. Why? How do you know? I just came back. How do you know? So what is not sure? Why are you worried about that? What is pretty sure? That it can be obtained here itself. That's why, our Gurudev, he said, all our Swamis, last name should be given as Ananda. May Ananda, Techumaya Ananda, Sharana Ananda, May Ananda. Because yaha ananda dikhao bhai, Vedanta padhne ke samay. To show that you are ananda while you are, otherwise, Ishwara dukhi, tejo mein dukhi. जिनमें दुखी, ये क्या है दुखी है क्या? आनंद होना चाहिए पढ़ने के समय और साधना करने के समय. आप दिखाओ, यू शो योर फेस, योर जॉय, इवन इफ यू आर नॉट, बट शो. बिकॉज डोंट शो वेदांत पंडित इतना कठिन है, इतना शुष्क है. If you have not discovered, how will you think everybody else will be? If the doctor himself is a sick person, then who will go to him? The doctor at least should look healthy, if not anything else. At least you put the makeup of being a healthy person, then only people come. You go to a dentist and he opens a mouth, nothing is there, then you will not go to that. So what is that way you are saying it is difficult? Vedanta is not difficult. It is such a simple and straightforward, and at the same time gives so much of joy. Katinyam yat pratiyeta. I'll take some more time because I'll finish this. Bodhe va sukshmatam tata naisha doshosti bodhasya narasya ruchikaranam katinyam yat pratiyeta bodhe va sukshmatam tata नैष दोषोस्ति बोधस्य नरस्य अरुचिकारणम्. नरस्य अरुचिकारणम् बोधस्य न दोषः अस्ति. वाट् इस् द कास् आफ् द काठिन्यम् यू सेयिङ्ग्? हे इट्स् वेरि डिफिकल्ट्, इट् इस् सो हार्ड्. यत् प्रतीयेत, काठिन्यम् यत् प्रतीयेत, वेन् यू फील् आर् यू थिङ्क् दट् इट् इस् इट् अपियर्स् टु बि difficult, and bodhe sukshmatam, or it is too subtle. Bodhasya na dosha hasti, it is not in the knowledge, it is lack of interest. When there is no taste for it, you will not go for it. You know, once I was there in PRC with Swami, our Gurudev, and I, you know, I don't like eggplant. But once Guruji made a Bengan Kabarta, and he said, you have been teaching Atma Bodha to everyone, where you are saying you have to rise above Sukham and Dukham. Now eat this. He put it on my plate. Now eat. Now, I ate, no doubt. But I told him, this is the last one I eat. You don't give me another thing. Though, even though it is not very well done, no doubt, but ruchi nahi hai. So when I have no ruchi, I have no interest to eat. Even though it is, everybody is interested into it, but I don't. So why there is no interest? Because I don't find any taste in it. Just like if we are born vegetarian and you are in the flight, sometimes somebody next to you, some terrible smelling thing. And they will eat so relishingly. And so how smelly thing, how do they eat? But that is their ruchi. So where there is a ruchi, there is preeti. Where there is a taste, there is always a joy and interest. So when you say Vedanta is katinam, it is sukshmam, it is because it is not the teaching or the knowledge. It is a lack of interest. Is a Balaviyar also, children say, oh no. So teachers come and tell me, you know, Swamiji, these children are not interested. I'll tell them, it's not they are not interested. Your teaching is not interesting. You are not, if you have found great interest in preparing and delivering it to the children, then definitely they will also enjoy. You, they should see you enjoying the teaching, right? Then only they will also get it. You are also, yeah, but made by the, no way to. Saturday morning, night fever you have got, because that is when you prepare the preparation ball bear class. Then, Divide Jnana Kshetrepi Yasya Yasmin Ruchir Bhavet Tajnanam Sulabham Bhati Tasya Tatsaralam Tata Vivide Jnana Kshetrepi Yasya Yasmin Ruchir Bhavet Tajnanam Sulabham Bhati Tasya Tatsaralam Tata. Vivida Jnana Kshetri Api, in different fields of knowledge also, Yasya Yasmin Ruchihi Bhavet. Whoever has, in whatever field there is interest, Tajnanam Sulabham Bhati. That knowledge becomes very easy. The skill comes to such a person very easily when he is interested. And Tasya Tat Saralam Bhavet. Saralam Tata. It becomes so duck to water, as Gurudev would say. Ducks need not be told how to swim. It's so natural to them, spontaneous, effortless. Sarala means effortless. Virala means difficult. So, when you and your own children, you'll see that when they have an interest in a particular subject, they will need not even prepare. They know it, how to do it. But even some places, then there are no interest. Go on reading and reading, nothing gets in. Why? No interest. Swamiji, how to create interest? See, the creating interest is only when they see the result is very much needed by them. If they understand that this is the way I get what I want, then they will take interest. You must show how it is useful to them. Otherwise, they say, if it is not going to be useful to me, why am I doing it? Prayojanam anuddhishya mudahapi karyena parvartate. Without looking at the result of a thing, even a fool would not enter into that action. So, atmajnanasya prayojanam kimbhavati. What is the very result of atmajnanam? Atma sukam. That is purna sukam. Independent joy. Joy with does not depend upon anything else, and it is available to you all the time. I said dikana. You have to clearly show that. That knowledge is only leading you to permanent happiness and freedom from all misunderstanding and suffering. That needs to be clearly understood. Then tajnanam sulabham bhati tasya tat saralam tada. So therefore in this Vedanta also, evam Vedanta bodhosti prochako madura priyaha janaya tantam tajnatum sarva bhavena sarvada evam vedanta bodhosti rochako madura priyaha janaya tantam tajnatum sarva bhavena sarvada evam. In this way vedantah Vedanta Bodha, knowledge of Vedanta, Atma Jnanam, Rochakah, delightful, Madurah, sweet, Priyah, most lovable, Asti, it is. Therefore, Tajnyatum Janaha Yadantam. Therefore, to know that, people should put effort, Sarva Bhavena Sarvada, at all ways, in all ways. A-L-W-A-Y-S, A-L-L-W-A-Y. Always and always. Never, because they one should not get bored. Yes, they will ask, no, Swamiji, Vedanta to padliya, usko practice karna, kaisa karna hai. Arabia. Practice of Vedanta is not an activity that you have to do independently. Oh, morning 7 to 8, I practice Vedanta. My sonny, yoga you can do practice 7 to 8, 9 to 10, whatever. Vedanta ko kaisa time limit hai kya? So it is like saying, Swamiji, I am very sincere. I am practicing nowadays sincerity every day from 6 to 7. I do practice sincerity. How? How can you practice sincerity 6 to 7? If you say, I am doing pranayama 6 to 7, I can understand. Or yoga abhyas doing 6 to 7. How can you practice sincerity at 6 to 7? What other rest of the day you are insincere? Similarly, devotion also, it's not an action. I mean, if you are doing puja or japa, etc., that is action. That is an expression of devotion. But devotion is not a particular action, right? I have Krishna Bhakti from 8 to 9 in the morning. Bas. Then the rest of the day, no, I don't have any bhakti at all. Interesting thing, no? You know, Shivaratri, suddenly Shiva Bhakti starts. Krishna Janmashtami, suddenly Krishna Bhakti starts. I don't know how it starts suddenly. Bhakti to aisa hai, ye bhav hai. It is a way of looking at Bhagavan, and it is not a time restricted. Can you say that I love my children every day from 78? Rest of the time you hate? How can you, then once you know that this particular person, my own child, is allowable, it is not time restricted. In the same way, Atmajnanam is that it is not a time restricted activity. It has become, it should become the way of your living, the way you see things, the way you understand, the way you approach, the way you perceive, the way you interact. The entire personality should undergo that dramatic change slowly, 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 in such a way that there is nobody alien to you. Everyone is one and the same, appearing in different ways. That ekatvam anupashyata, that's why I said oneness that is to be perceived there. That towards that should be our entire effort. Not just padne se tattva bodh. Swamiji finished tattva bodh. Massacred, kept aside. Then next one. What is finishing there? Until if you reach the finishing line, nothing is finished. It should become part of my own psyche. So this text has given us valid reasons to love Vedanta, make it most lovable journey. And when we take it up and do, whoever it be, Bala Avastava, person is in young or old or sannyasin or grihastha or vanaprasthin, whatever be your field of knowledge, Vedanta is applicable to all. And it gives the great joy of loving the most loved. That most beloved of all of us, our own self. Therefore, concluding verse here, Bhagavat Prasadacha Guru Prasadat Sarvepi Bhotena Sukhino Bhavantu. Vedanta Madhurya Kritim Samarpaye. Sri Ramachandraya Guru Chinmayaya. Bhagavat Prasadacha Guru Prasadat Sarvepi Bhotena Sukhino Bhavantu. Vedanta Samadurya Kritim Samarpaye Sri Ramachandraya Guru Chinmayaya. Sarvepi Bodhena Sukhino Bhavantu. By this knowledge, may all be happy by the grace of Bhagavan. Bhagavat Prasadat, Guru Prasadat, by the grace of the teacher, Guru. All people may enjoy by this knowledge. Therefore, Vedanta Madhurya Kritim, this composition called Vedanta Madhurya, Samarpaye, I submit Sri Ramachandraya, Sri Chinmayaya, to that Sri Rama, to and also to Guru. So this text is most beautiful, and at the same time, it is a indicator to all of us, an inspiring direction it gives, that one should never feel that Vedanta is katinam, shushkam, or sukshmam, and it is not for this life, it is not next life, or not for the end, only for the world. This misunderstanding should go away, and we should take it up with great cheer, great delight, this very text, that's the idea. I think for the Maha Samadhi camp this year at Dallas, they are going to have Vedanta Madhuryam as a text to be covered by Guruji himself in the morning text. So you can hear from him as well during the Maha Samadhi virtual camp. So Guruji will be giving the talks. Thank you so much for all of you to have attended. And thank you to the organizers who made it possible. And thank you to you most, because I did not have to travel. So that is also in my own comfort of my own place, I could reach you all. Only thing is, of course, I did not physically meet you all. That will happen probably if everything goes well later. Thank you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Badrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.
Hari Om, Pranams Puja Swamiji. On behalf of Chinmayams in Chicago and nearby centers, I want to thank Swamiji for taking the time from a very busy schedule to give us the discourses on the text Vedanta Madhuryam, composed by our own Pujya Guruji. As Swamiji said, unfortunately, due to current situations, we are performing all our mission activities virtually. And hopefully, we'll see the end to this craziness pretty soon. Pujya Swamiji has visited our centers many, many times in the past and has attended our annual fundraising banquets quite few times. And once we start the in-person activities, we would like to request Swamiji to start the regular annual visits to our centers and nearby centers for in-person discourses. Pujya Swamiji has played in the past and also is playing now a very important and major role in the growth of all our Chicago centers. And we are very thankful for Swamiji for all his guidance and support. Again, thank you very much, Swamiji. And I thank you all for attending the discourses and request to please offer Guru Dakshina generously as our gratitude to all gurus for tirelessly helping us to grow in our spiritual sadhana. Please use the link on the screen and other options available mentioned on the screen. Thank you very much, Swamiji. Hari Om, good night. And everybody can say thank you to Swamiji. The floor is open now.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Thank you, Swamiji.